You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Hit me.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
So far, so good for the Pistons in their final regular season game, going after that 30th victory of the year. They lead. In fact, they have 30 points, leading Oklahoma City 30-28 in the second. AD with 11 points and 4 rebounds. So let's see if the Pistons can pull this one off tonight, shall we? I hear if the Pistons win, they automatically go to the NCAA tournament. EP's not even listening. Start of the now 9-game homestand at Comerica. Tigers still trail the Indians 5th inning, 3-1. We're in the top now of number 5 with Michael Bourne batting. 3-1, Cleveland, the only Tiger run on a Miguel Cabrera RBI groundout. He also had an error that helped Yan Gomes drive in a couple with a triple. 3-1, Indians right now, as baseball is back after a couple days off. Wings still a couple of days away from game one of their first-round cup playoff series in Boston, Friday at 7:30. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, round one, game one. Tampa now leads Montreal 2-1 second. Steve Stamkos with his first of the postseason, and Columbus has a 2-1 lead at Pittsburgh. Dallas and Anaheim starts at 10. Other NBA regular season finales, the season ends tonight. No more games until the postseason. Bobcats over the Bulls, 59-58 third. Pacers over the Magic, 66-49. Grizzlies lead the Mavs. Grizzlies in the playoffs, 28-20 over Dallas. Bucks over Atlanta. Boy, Milwaukee's been terrible, but they might win a game. 39-29 second. Jazz over the T-Wolves, 35-20. Rockets lead the Pelicans, 28-27. Lakers lead the Spurs, 37-30 in San Antonio. Celtics trail at home to the Wizards, 38-24. These are all second quarter scores. Cavs over the Nets, 33-21. D-Wade playing tonight, but his buddies aren't. Again, Heat over the Sixers, 27-24. D-Wade's got 9. And the Raptors lead the Knicks, 25-21 in the first. Three others started for 10-30. Other baseball, American League, Baltimore shuts out Tampa, 3-0. Seattle on top of Texas, 1-0 second. Boston and the White Sox, 1-1 first. Blue Jays, Twins postponed for weather. Doubleheader tomorrow. Royals lead the Astros 1-0 second. Interleague series. Yankees win the opener today 3-0 of a double dip. That was the rainout game. Tanaka with 10 strikeouts in the opener. He's 2-0 already. And the Yankees lead the nightcap 1-0 fifth. National League. Reds shut out the Pirates behind Johnny Cueto's 12 strikeouts 4-0. Brewers over the Cardinals 5-1. Milwaukee off to an 11-4 start. The Diamondbacks are 1-11 at home for Gibby, as the Mets beat them in Arizona 5-2. Braves over the Phillies now in the 6th, 1-0. Marlins lead the Nationals in the 6th, 3-0. Two others started for 10. PGA Tour Heritage in Hilton Head starts tomorrow. 64-year-old Tom Watson, who also played in the Masters but didn't play on the weekend, is playing the Heritage, a PGA event, not a senior tour event, and will tee off at 12:40 tomorrow afternoon. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Here we are at 840-248-848-1130, the number. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. You can watch us streaming live, parkerandtheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com.
All right, our telephone number, Mark, 248-848-1130. Don't forget, have some boxing action,
boxing
the big
action.
Fight, local boxer.
Boxing action.
Coming up
in
the 9 o'clock
Come
hour.
Come on, Rob Parker.
I'm just going to protect
myself. I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I am Muhammad Ali.
Thank you.
Muhammad Ali, he floats like a butterfly. He stings like a bee.
Okay, can we, you singing and all that?
Noah, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. What's up, dude?
Oh, Lord, no.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you, Noah?
Good, man. Hey, Rob, you really think that the reason Grant Hill wasn't accepted here was because of his parents?
Yeah, I think that that was part of it. They just didn't think of him as a guy who fought his way through and struggled, and you know what I mean, where basketball was his life.
People said it all the time, Noah. Silver spoon in his mouth.
Exactly.
They said it all the time.
That might have been true in the black community, but not in the white community. Man.
No. I'm talking about the black community.
Yeah, I know, but you know, we're 80% of season ticket holders at the Pistons are white. So what I'm saying is the white community had, his parents had no bearing. Any in the white community, his parents had no bearing on our feelings towards Grant Hill.
Okay, so why did they like him? He was a great player.
Because he came from Duke. That was.
I think Duke is part of it, but I'm telling you.
Why would they not like him? Because he was from Duke. What would that matter?
Well, wasn't he part of the team that beat the Fab Five and denied him a national championship?
Dude, come on.
They weren't holding that. I don't think that people were holding that against them.
The Michigan people, you know, Michigan people didn't even like the Fab Five era either, though.
Yeah, but everybody, don't get me wrong, everybody liked Grant Hill. They thought he was a great guy. He was a great guy. But just the mere fact that he came from Duke, people just couldn't accept him. And you know what? But if they do hire Grant Hill, that's cool. It's a lot better than Isaiah Thomas. At least I won't have to face any sexual harassment suits. And I have the inside scoop of how Isaiah got busted for that sexual harassment suit. The girl's husband called up there one day looking for her at the office, and one of the other girls answered the phone and said she's not available, she's off the floor right now, and he said off the floor, that's a one floor office building. Thanks, guys.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, I think that was.
It's a one floor office building. Okay.
Yeah. And anyway, off the floor, that sounds like you're at a department store or something.
Yeah, I thought that's what he meant.
That's what I mean, like on a show, on a shot.
Maybe that's what they say, though, about people who are like the sports arenas. They'll say they're off the floor, meaning off the court.
Right, that's what it is.
I thought that was legit. I didn't know what that was about, but that's fine. You know, you give it a shot.
A little humor. 248-848-1130.
Really funny. But the other thing about Grant is, don't forget, you were off these two horrible Don Chaney years when Grant got here. Allen Houston and Lindsey Hunter had been drafted. In fact, back-to-back, basically, in that draft of 20. That was the same year Weber went number one.
Right. That was here at the Palace.
That was here at the Palace. And we were all at the Palace for the draft. And Lindsey and Allen were supposed to be the start of the savior trip. Because, remember, Don Chaney, Duck, that's his nickname, Duck. I wasn't trying to say anything bad. He had a 20-win season here. That was the depths of depression in Piston lore. That 20-62 season?
But
they
that's
had.
Why I laugh at people who don't know the Piston history, and
if it's revisionist, and they forget.
They forget how
and
Mark,
Grant brought you back into the postseason.
But you remember what you call
with Doug Collins.
Even Ronnie Rothstein had a terrible year here. There were a lot of bad years.
Well, that was the first year after Chuck. He only lasted 1 year.
1 year, and that was
Ronnie R. lasted 1 year, and then Don Chaney came in. Someone said, no, Rothstein was here a couple. I said,
no,
1 year.
1 year, they didn't make the playoffs, and that
and
was
they
it.
Missed it on the last day, though. Yep. I think, it was about the New Jersey Nets. They had to beat them or whatever.
Something,
it was.
I remember that, absolutely.
And Dennis Rodman came in, and I'm going to tell you this about Dennis. There was the one time he tried to will a team to victory, and he couldn't do it. He all of a sudden found religion that night and literally tried to will the Pistons to a win in that game. And then it just fell short by, like, I think they lost by two.
Something like that.
Literally.
248-848-1130.
Todd out in Lake Orion. Hi, Todd. What's up?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. And I'm going off topic here, and I apologize for that. But I'm getting out of work, and I'm just getting home. One of my buddies said, was Jim Delaney in town today talking about a bowl game to be played at Ford Field?
I didn't see. I know he was supposed to be. I know that they were going to be talking about the new bowl game at Ford Field. But if Jim Delaney was here today, I would think that wouldn't be a surprise.
I didn't see a story, though, anywhere.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe it's just – but if Jim Delaney is coming to Detroit, and this is an anti – if there's one thing less in the world of sports that we don't need, it's another college bowl game.
But you've had one at Ford Field since the Motor City Bowl. What's the big deal?
Nobody goes. It's an excuse for the second place team.
Hey, Todd, hold on a second. I got you. But if we stopped doing everything that people didn't care about anymore, all we'd have left is Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I mean, there would be nothing left.
And there would be only one show on 97.1.
The whole point is, why would the commissioner of the Big Ten, given what's gone through, what's happened in the Big Ten? Let's start. We don't need to go. We
hey,
could
Todd,
start with Ohio State.
Are you watching us right now?
Todd, why? Stop it, Todd. Wait. Todd. Follow the money. If they think it's a money grab and they're going to get money from advertisers, it's all about money. You know that.
No one goes. No, like I said, I get that. I'm not naive to that point. But my point is, the Big Ten commissioner is going to come to Detroit to talk about a bowl game that, like I said, is going to have the second or third team from the MAC play a team from the Big Ten that didn't have a winning record in its own conference,
Todd,
and try to make that into something?
Todd, if you know all these TV networks, right, to put something on, remember, this is where we are.
Is that what it is, EP? It's the Big Ten ACC bowl game.
They will put anything on.
Oh, Gary did it.
They will put anything on.
It's not the Mac anymore. It was the Mac, Todd.
My point is this. There are more people that would pay to watch Jerry Seinfeld pick his nose than would pay to watch that football.
It wasn't a pick. It was a flick.
I mean, but why
Todd, why does this bother you so much?
Todd, yes.
It's stupidity.
It's not stupid.
Yeah, it is.
No. Hey, Todd, hold on a second. Did you know that the Motor City Bowl and then the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl after it made money before one person bought a ticket?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's my point. And they gave away, they said there were 50,000 people there, and 98% of those tickets were given away.
Todd, you're so right about that.
Hey, Todd, do you remember the Arena Football League team here at the Joe? The Drive?
What? I didn't go to any games.
Okay, you didn't go, but they used to have like 15 or 13,000, right? You know what? They used to give those tickets away too, but they're selling $10 pizzas, $9 beers, and french fries and hot dogs and parking spots for $15, and they made money. That's why I think they gave away those tickets too. You know that.
Yeah, but, I get that point, but why is the Big Ten? You're going to come back to money. I get that. But how in the world is a guy like Jim Delaney, who's got bigger issues that maybe don't put money in his pocket to deal with, coming to Detroit to try to sell a football game that he knows no one wants anything to do with?
Todd, you're not going to get us to agree.
We disagree with you.
Yeah, I don't agree with you.
I hear you, and most people won't
go. I like your passion about it.
And most people won't care, but they don't care. You know what? Television says, put a game on and we'll write you a check. We don't care how many people are in the stands.
Wait,
they don't
care. I'm going to really piss Todd off. Todd, you ready?
Yeah.
He was here. It's a done deal. It's a Big Ten ACC bowl game. No sponsor yet. It will be between Christmas Day and New Year's, so about the same stupid December 26th that the Motor City Bowl got and that the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl got. So you probably got an 8th-place Big Ten team against the 9th-place ACT team. Todd, I think you should commit right now to a luxury suite at Ford Field for the Big Ten ACC Bowl Challenge.
And I don't mean to have the last word, but let me have the last word on this. If Jim Delaney is so concerned about the Big Ten and ACC having a challenge or a football game, how about he makes Ohio State play Florida State in a non-conference game and put it on prime time where someone will care and someone will watch it? So if he cares about the quality of football and he wants the ACC and the Big Ten to get together, how about he makes University of Miami play the University of Michigan to find out who the real U of M is?
Good
All
luck.
Right. Thanks, Todd.
Good
Plus,
luck
he
that.
Can't force at another school to do that. Why? How would he have the control over Miami or Florida State? But he did get Michigan State and Nebraska on prime time. You see that, Rod?
Is that right?
8 o'clock, Michigan State, Nebraska, October 4th, primetime television, 8 p.m. MSU will also play their first game against Jacksonville State on Friday night to start the season rather
Must
than a Sunday
no
day
Must be no games on there. You remember, there's a couple of weekends where there's no big college
August
games.
29th, the Spartans will play the first game that Friday night against Jacksonville State. Do I have an Appalachian in my history or better not? And MSU, Nebraska, so you get to see Jeremy Langford and Amir Abdullah, the two best backs in the country, may be coming back this year on prime time, 8 o'clock that day, October 4th. Write it down. All right, coming up, I love that. You got all the info. I can't believe they're having that damn bowl game again at Ford Field. Same time, same place, same bad channel.
All right, 248-848-1130. We're going to get you caught up pretty soon, right? Not
well, pretty soon, but we also have a little boxing action coming, yeah. As you said. We got Lane the Pain coming in, and Coach Mo will be here too. And we'll hear about all that's going to go on Saturday at that Ford Performing Arts Center. Finally, some boxing back in the town. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, Rob Parker here for Southern Knots Vegetarian Soul Cafe. Hey, Mark, they're reinventing soul food and great-tasting superfoods.
Good stuff.
With no meats in the mix. How about that? No meat. That's right. Power up on Southern-style veggie proteins, savory sides, and smoothies made fresh and fast. You can either dine in or carry out. Either one works. Go meatless at Southern Knots Vegetarian Soul Cafe, located on Northwestern Highway. That's north of 12 Mile in the Sunset Strip. It's presented by Beans and Cornbread, my boy Patrick there. And try Southern Knots today, Mark. Pick up the phone, call 248-352-1682. Number again, 248-352-1682. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Southern Knots.
Tigers still trail the Indians 3-1 now in the sixth inning.
Can we just acknowledge? I mean, this is getting ridiculous now.
What, the non-hitting?
Yes.
They stink.
Mark, it's getting late. It's in the sixth inning. They can't score.
You know, it's 11, game 11. They're having real issues. We said it, but it's no surprise.
And when I said that the team misses Prince Fielder, well, what is he batting in Texas? That's what I heard. Everybody going crazy.
He's so fat.
He's not doing anything. And he had no home run in Army Yang in the playoffs. What are you talking about, Rob Parker? You don't know what you're talking about.
Eric, while Rob continues to lament in game 11 how terrible the Tigers are hitting, did Jabari Parker make his decision yet? Can you look it up? Jabari Parker?
I've made Duke. My decision.
Can you see if he's made his decision? He is not. Well, it was supposed to be Wednesday, and it's 9 o'clock in Durham.
He still has 3 hours to go. It's still Wednesday.
He could have done it earlier. Everybody's waiting with bated breath to know if he's going to the NBA. Not that I care. I mean, I don't care. I don't think this is even an issue. Jabari Parker will come out. What, did he get hit?
All right, 248-848-1130.
Before we bring in the guys coming up after the sports wrap, I just want to mention the name because I don't understand if this is the greatest ball player in the history of ball players, but I saw this thing today as if there was a coronation happening in Houston. The Houston Astros have called up George Springer. He's the 11th overall pick from the 2011 draft. He played at UConn. EP, are you listening? Played at UConn. He had 37 homers with 108 ribbies and 45 steals in the AA and AAA last year. I saw two articles today, two blogs actually, saying this guy could end up being like the greatest baseball player in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Have you heard about this guy?
No, I'm talking about how could they say that with Trout and
George Springer, because he's a combination of heavy power and can steal bases like the wind.
Well, we'll see about
like
that.
Like Billy Hamilton can steal, but he can't hit with power.
Well, good. They need to bring up something. They need something desperately down there in Houston.
And Mike Trout, well, you say like Trout, but they say he's better than Mike Trout because he actually will steal more bases, and he has much bigger power than Trout will ever have. So I'm giving you the name now so you remember it. But he's going to that lousy Houston Astros where he'll have, just like Rob was just talking with them, he'll have nobody hitting in front of him and nobody hitting behind
him. And let's see what pitches you get.
Right. See if you get the same ones you got at double A ball.
Won't happen.
Just mentioning the name.
Baseball
his name is
very
Springer.
It's a very simple game.
I don't think he's related to Jerry Springer, but you never know. Just in case he is, a little shout out to George Springer on the Jerry Springer Show.
Who once wrote a check for a prostitute in Cincinnati.
We've known a couple people who did that, didn't we?
Write a check?
Didn't the other guy do it too?
Who?
You know who I'm talking about. Turn off your microphone. See, I was right, right?
You're right. I'm not mentioning that, but you're right.
We just turned off the mic. You couldn't, unless you can read lips, if you're watching on ParkerTheMan.com.
All right, we got a sports wrap coming up. We're going to get you caught up, and then it's fight night.
Lane the Pain and Coach Mo will be in Studio O.
Lane doesn't look like a boxer. You know why?
He's a middleweight.
I know, but his face isn't all messed up or anything, so obviously he's...
Lane the Pain's a pretty boy.
Right? He's not all jacked up. He doesn't look like he'd been beat up yet.
Lane the Pain. He's not listening right now, right?
Okay.
He's a pretty boy. What are you going to do with the pretty boy?
All right, 248-848-1130.
Sports Night with Parker the Man. Sports Rap next.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.